there. Welcome to another week of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. I'm going to be here with you for the next 5 minutes. Hope you all had a great weekend. Today, we're going to look at following the shepherd, following Jesus, the good shepherd. And, you know, this is it's an important thing for us to really be able to consider. Yesterday was Good Shepherd Sunday. We heard about Jesus, the good shepherd. And today, we're going to get a further I'm going to take a further look at this, the idea of following Jesus. He's not just the shepherd, but he's the good shepherd, and he wants what's best for us. So we're going to read this a little bit. We're going to hear about this, and we shall talk about it on the program. I want to let you know some news. I don't think I gave this to you. I'm pretty sure I haven't mentioned this yet because I just found out about it. But my new book, which my Advent book, which is called Find Peace in Advent. This book is now pre-orderable. So you can go to Amazon.com. I'm going to make it available on my website. I have not done that yet. I am going to be doing that very soon. But it is pre-orderable now. The book is officially set to be released in August. I think the release date is August the 2nd. But if you pre-order it, you could possibly receive it before that official release date. I think normally it's about 1 to 2 weeks prior to the release date when the book is available to those who pre-order. So if you want to pre-order a copy of Find Peace in Advent, which really is a Advent version of Give Up Worry for Lent. I've been asked to do this, and I've always wanted to do this. I thought it was important because here we have one of the most supposedly peaceful times of the year when we prepare to welcome Jesus into the world and into our lives. And yet we're all stressed out because we're running around doing things. We're preparing for Christmas. So Find Peace in Advent, daily devotional, very simple book. It's only, not going to take you too much time, a couple minutes each day. And I really believe it will help. You can now pre-order it by going to either Amazon or to Ave Maria Press, who is the publisher of the book. But again, in a few days, I will make it a point to put it on my website. If you receive my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, I've been advertising it and having a link to where you can pre-order it. And the response has been good so far. It was rising on the Amazon charts based on the pre-order. So I thank you if you have pre-ordered a copy. And if not, I hope you will pre-order because I think you'll enjoy it. All right, let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass. We'll read it, then we'll talk a little bit about it. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they didn't realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said in, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and to slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." I love that last verse, John 10:10. Jesus came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're looking for to live life to the maximum extent possible, it's going to be through Jesus. And there is where you're going to find the peace in life. And ultimately, by following Jesus and living your life by following his commands, primarily spoken through the church, that's how you're going to have eternal life in heaven. You know, it's a simple formula, not always easy to follow, but just keep that in mind. There is nothing better you can do in life, both for finding peace and making it to eternal happiness in heaven, than simply by following Jesus. Not just on Sundays at Mass, but every day. Yes, it's a struggle sometimes, but in the end, it is absolutely worth it. Thank you so much for joining me today, and we will talk to you next time.